High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
In the South African economy, do we stand a chance? Do we stand a chance of a recovery? Professor Peter Bauer, he's an economist from the University of Johannesburg. We've chatted before. Good morning. Thanks for joining us again. How are you?
Yes, very well. Thank you, Howard. And thank you so much for inviting me back. I felt that I must apologize to you for our previous engagement. I just come down with a case of COVID.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't think I was near optimal, so I really do apologize.
Well, first of all, we didn't pick that up. And definitely COVID makes people a bit more stupid. I'm not saying that you came across that way at all. But I found when I had COVID, really, my brain just, I just couldn't shake off that fog.
Yeah, yeah, exactly that. Yes, exactly that.
So either way, apology not necessary, but accepted. Anyway, Professor Peter Bauer, he's an economist at the University of Johannesburg. Talk to us about the possibility of the South African economy recovering.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to just talk about it from the perspective of trade. Okay, so our largest trade partners include, obviously, China, the USA, and Germany. And all three economies are going through rather challenging times in the moment. Starting with China, with a huge COVID issue again, the COVID issue and the lockdowns will have definitely an impact in terms of trade and prices and also in terms of supply side constraints. If we start looking at, for example, the USA, they're possibly facing a recession, so the economy is going to be slowing down quite greatly. And of course, that'll impact exports to that part of the world as well. And then, of course, with Germany, we've seen the harsh impacts of the conflict that's happening in Ukraine and diverting a lot of their finance and expenditure into, shall we say, trying to maintain their own economy while at the same time possibly providing support for Ukraine. So this means in terms of our exports, there's going to be definitely a little bit of a constraint. We've done really well with the commodity boom. So we've seen with price, increasing price of commodities, coal exports, et cetera, have definitely strengthened the rand somewhat, but at the same time also weakened a little bit of trade competitiveness in the same light. Within home, we're facing two major dilemmas right now. On the one side, we're sitting with inflation, which is definitely not really cool for your consumers. Households are going to be impacted by inflation. Moody's is predicting approximately 8% inflation. Mm. Monetary authorities are tightening that up with increasing interest rates. Now, herein lies the very dilemma, because on the one side, the tightening of the monetary authorities by increasing interest rates will most definitely have an impact on economic growth and also on local investment. But at the same time, we're sitting with this inflation problem that households are going to be experiencing. And then also we're looking at some companies are calling for trade, shall we say, trade protectionists in the moment, trade protection policies. And these policies, of course, could have an impact on pricing. If the protection policies come through, we could see certain prices for certain goods going up. So across the board, looking forward, we've seen certain constraints. One of them in terms of trade is a supply constraint, where we're looking at like the slow movement of goods between countries, and that, of course, is impacting again on pricing. Where that translates into the economy is basically back in terms of the slow economic growth that we're already experiencing, and that, of course, is going to be impacting on households. It's obviously going to have an impact on unemployment, and of course, we've seen that in terms of the number of people experiencing poverty or going into poverty is also most likely going to be a very negatively affected.
Wow. And some of these problems are particular to South Africa and some of them are global. I mean, what we're seeing in terms of inflation is a global problem at the moment, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. We're importing a lot of our inflation. So higher international prices just simply mean we're going to be importing it. Now, I mean, if we were to be able to put the Ukraine aside and simply say, like, under normal economic environment where there was no global conflict, we weren't seeing these kind of economic shocks taking place, we would at the same time then probably tightening of monetary policy would definitely a lot more effective. But as we're importing the inflation, these prices are going to continue to rise and households are most definitely going to be affected. And what we're going to see within the household is a redistribution of where money gets spent. A large portion of households are spending, I mean, just higher oil prices translates into higher food prices. Traveling to work costs are going up. I think we're all feeling that now. Filling up your petrol tank is taking a huge constraint. And all of these things just have these spillover effects. So one industry gets hurt, other industries downstream and downstream are going to be affected as well.
Very, very, very interesting and very valid conversation. Thank you for that and giving us a perspective of the South African economy. Professor Peter Bau, economist from the University of Johannesburg, talking to us about the recovery of the economy in South Africa.